back. Let's. I have four hymns picked. If anybody needs another one, we have slot for another one. Just let us. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the new day. It is. Seems like a lovely, warm, and pleasant day when we're inside, but we have the wind as well, and it'll do a good job drying clothes and lawns and all that stuff. Lord, please bless our time here. And not just for ourselves, Lord, but other churches across the land and across the world. I pray you, please, that you would prepare hearts and minds to just have a time of fellowship, have a bit of lifting up our voices and singing, listen to the Bible reading, the preaching and the teaching. Lord, maybe even learning something new to pray for or somebody new with a need that we can be a help to. But Lord, most importantly, for your will to be done. I think Stan and Banger, Brother Ed, Bishop up in Temple Patrick, for Pastor Asquith and Pastor Seeley over there in the States, and I'm sure there's many others, Lord, that love you and want the best. Please, Lord, I pray, see to our needs this day, and please be one of our number. Lord, we love you and thank you, and we ask all these things, and of course, for our private prayer requests, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Well, we will start with number one, How Great Thou Art. We're here for the Lord and to sing his praises. That's as good a one as any. To do that, How Great Thou Art, in the Wee Black Book, hymn number one.
The stars are here, the rolling thunder. sings my soul.
Come ahead and bring us the Bible in.
morning's reading is from the book of Psalms, Psalm number 37. Psalm number 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment at the noonday. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself because of him, who prospereth in secret, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn it out, the sword and the bit their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such is the blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and delight in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. The Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are perverse forever, they are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait in the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not, yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that time is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them, and deliver them, and shall deliver them from the wicked, and save them, because they trust in him. Amen.
Thank you, Norman. Psalm 37 is an excellent portion of God's Word, because of, not just because of Psalm 37, where it says that Mark is the perfect man. But I know there are many temptations to stoop to the level of all of these souls that seem to be getting on with the world, but the bad things they'd be up to. The Lord says, do the right thing. Do the right thing regardless of what everybody else is doing. Thank you for the reading, Norman. I love Psalm 37. Fret not thyself to do evil because of the wicked devices that men bring to pass. Yes, indeed. Just want to remind everybody about the little yellow prayer list. Is there anything that needs to be added to this so that we can continue our prayers?
Can we pray for Jim Jackson, please?
Yes, indeed. Jim Jackson is on it already. We are hoping to go visit him tomorrow. He is quite ill. Took a stroke there about a week and a half ago and ended up in hospital. He was already weakened by a previous visit to hospital. So we would appreciate your prayers for Jim Jackson, that maybe he would even consider Christ as his Saviour. So please do pray about that over the next few days and weeks. That's what the Lord wants for everybody. Please do also continue to pray for Kira Dakin, that lady in America that was very, very ill before Christmas, and the treatment that they brought to her ended up with her losing her legs and most of her arms as well. She was very, very ill, and it was, I think they call it a Hail Mary treatment. Yes, it saved her life. She is still not very well, but we would appreciate your prayers for her and her family at this particular time. I'm sure you all know that Dr. Shang and Frank are heading for China tomorrow. Very glad to see them today, because originally I think they were hoping to be away down the road. So I'm happy to see you guys. I'm sure Ling is as well. She will be on her own for 3 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
That's how many hours. But yes, indeed, I know Monica says she feels the same about me whenever I'm not there. At least she says that to my face. But yes, indeed, we'll be here. We'll be here. Any private prayer requests this week? Okay, Duke. Those are things we have in our immediate future. I would ask if you would continue to pray for me. My back is improving, but it's still not there yet, so please do continue to pray for the poor old pastor and his recurring back injury at this time. Please continue to pray for my dad. He is having to suffer through our company for another week up in Londonderry, the land of saints and scholars, and he will be heading back across the van. Whenever he goes home, he'll be having to learn to wipe his mouth with his sleeve and forget about using a knife and fork when he heads back that direction. So please do pray for him as he spends time with his cultured community. I think that's about that. There are a lot of bad things going on in the world. And there was an earthquake in Taiwan. I think there were maybe a dozen people killed. There was also an earthquake in New York City. I don't think there was anybody killed. At least nobody was killed that needed to be killed. And I shouldn't be saying that in church, but there are a lot of people that need to be put to death for the things that they have done. Please do pray for people around the world to consider these things, especially in New York. Bible said that before the Lord came back, that there would be earthquakes in diverse places. That means different places to what they would normally be in. And I think there was one here a few years back, and there have been a few in the UK. And normally the UK is earthquake free because it's in a very thick part of the earth's crust. But they're happening everywhere, just like the Bible said they would. Please do pray for our leaders. Pray for the Lord's will to be done in their lives. I'm not just talking about Northern Ireland or the UK. We're talking about China and America and Canada and Australia and Europe and all the way across the world. There's a lot of devilment about. They need our prayers. Those that hate the Lord need to be opposed, and those that love the Lord need to be blessed and protected, as we have seen this past little while. Please do pray for, what do you call your man? Jeffrey Donaldson, who was arrested. Things are still up in the air with that, but if he has done bad things, he needs to get his behind spanked good and proper. And if he is in the clear, well then, just pray for him. The Lord's will be done as well. Amen. I can't think of anything else. Is there anything else? No.
Pray for me Wednesday morning. I'm in the High Court at 9:30.
Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
Wednesday AM. Please pray for Norman. This is the penultimate, we hope, stage of the closing of a long-standing court case that Norman has had with a distant, a very, very, very distant relation. Please do pray for the Lord's will to be done, for victory in that. We've been praying for a long time. We're praying for favourable conclusion. So please do remember that. Anything else, folks? Don't forget Catherine, Pat, Steve, John. And next week we'll be saying, don't forget Dr. Shang and Frank. And amen. I think that's about that. Let's pray. In fact, well, if you wouldn't mind, brother, would you lead us in a wee word of prayer, please?
Dear Lord, I thank this day, Lord. Thank you for security in your house this morning, Lord. Pray for us and give us a message, Lord, from you, from the good book, from you, Mark, Lord. Teach us things that we haven't heard before, Lord. Or even things that we should know, Lord. And guide us directly in the scriptures as well, Lord. Remember, Dr. Shannon Frank is a good attendant. Give us very much. Love from my heart. Take them well, Lord. And help them this new journey there as well, Lord. Also, if you thank you as well, keep us safe and secure. We have all aware of this, that I've been told, Lord. Keep us safe and well, Lord. And draw them closer walk with thee. Lord, see us, Stephen Collin, John, Lord, bring back to church, Lord. See them rightly through that, this work of working office, and Lord. And may they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior as well, Lord. We have Pat and Steve, Lord. We have Steve and his dialysis. Keep them safe and well, Lord. Heal them rightly and powerful, Lord. Help them through discomfort as well, Lord. And any pain as well, Lord. Also give Pat the respite and be with our patients as well, Lord. We have Norman as he goes to the High Court. Give strength, Lord, and patience, Lord. See justice done, Lord. Rightly and powerful, Lord. As you are the God of the justice, the Lord of justice and the just faith as well, Lord. See thy will be done as well, Lord. With John, as he goes, John, our fellows go back to home, Lord. Keep safe, my Lord. The financial, Lord, and whenever he goes back to you, our man, keep safe, my Lord. We're going to buy that staff, remember, Lord. Also, give Catherine, Lord, that's your children, bring back to church as well, Lord. Give Marks to the gospel, Lord, and touch your hearts, please, at that point, say, for all that's right, Lord, Jesus Christ, again,
amen. Does anybody have a hymn that they'd like for us to sing before I open the big book? Yes, Norman. Number 20 in the black book. Let's do that. Number 20 in the black book. That's you, Mrs. Bradfield, if you would like to. Just going to reach over to the music machine, but I don't have to. Let's still reach over to the music machine. He only touched the hem of his garment. We'll remain seated as we sing this good old hymn.
Amen.
we are going to swap books again. We're going to 105 in the big books, 105, and then after this we will be opening our Bibles. All that thrills my soul, and if you're able, we'll stand as we sing. give you the rest in your vocal cords for a little bit. And in the meantime, if you would like to take a turn to, John chapter 1. John chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. John chapter 1, that's John Bradfield, John McGowan and the Apostle John. Amen. John chapter 1, I was sort of a little bit stuck for a title for this morning. I originally had Where Do You Live, but I got to thinking about it, as you do when you're standing up here and everybody's singing about our natural habitat. Our natural habitat. I think that's maybe more suitable. First of all, it's good to see each and every one of you out this morning. Again, please do pray for those that can't be here, for those with ill health and one thing and another. We had a good morning yesterday morning. Will and I went out for an hour or two down to Clunan. And we got a bunch of tracts put out. We bumped into people that had been at the church years ago, and we got to speaking with them and pray for Paula and Lorraine and Julie, if you would. And it would be nice to see them back and maybe even getting saved or rededicating themselves to the Lord. But please do pray for them. We're in John chapter 1. We're going to read about a dozen verses from verse number 29. We're speaking on the subject this morning of our natural habitat. John chapter 1, verse number 29. The next day, John saith Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, You may find the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Amen. That is our Bible reading. And you can take verses 38 and 39 for our text this morning. Specifically, the verses with the words which these words, where dwellest thou, Master, where dwellest thou? Let's pray very briefly, and then we will get going. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again for this opportunity to be in your house, to be reading your word, to be lifting up your praises. And I pray you, Lord, please, for your good hand upon each and every one of us here this morning. on those also, Lord, that are absent from our company, please, Lord, I pray you speak to and touch them as well in their lives. And we pray, Lord, for your will to be done. For the world out and about, beyond these walls, Lord, for all of those, even now that are preparing to read and to study your word, please, Lord, give understanding unto salvation and wisdom, Lord. We love you and thank you. Please be one of our number. Please deliver us this day our daily bread. And don't be done with us, Lord. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And we leave these things, of course, with our private prayer requests and petitions as well. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our natural habitat. As we start our reading here this morning, we see pretty much the official handing over of the position of the great high priest of Israel, which was John the Baptist's job. He was the God-appointed high priest, not Ananias and Caiaphas, which were the state-appointed high priests, who were nothing, pretty much, except a bunch of hypocrites and glory hounds and greedy men, like so many in positions of authority today. John the Baptist was the high priest of the people of Israel. And when John the Baptist baptized Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world," he was, in effect, saying, this is the guy I've been talking about. This is the guy I am the herald for. I'm not even fit to tie his shoelaces. This is the guy you need to follow. And we see him saying to a couple of disciples the next day, that's the Lamb of God. Remember what I said? I am not the Messiah. He's the Messiah. He's the one you need to be following. And what happens is, they come to him and they say, "Rabbi," which was a term of respect, in other words, master or teacher, "where dwellest thou?" And of course, they spend the rest of the day, about the 10th hour. Normally the Jewish day starts about 6 o'clock in the morning, so the 10th hour would be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they spent the rest of the day with the Lord, and they saw the things that he did. They listened to the words that he spoke. In one of the other instances where John sends a couple of disciples Jesus' way, in Luke chapter 7, it says, "In the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight." And it goes on to say, "Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John all the things that you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he who will not be offended in me." I reckon if your heart was inclined towards God and your minister was telling you to get ready to meet God and people's hearts were tender and your minister said, "Yep, it's been my pleasure to lead you and to help you and to bring you on a wee bit in the Bible, but Jesus is the one that you need to be worshipping and praised," and people's maybe thinking, "Are you sure it's Jesus?" And I said, "Well, go and spend some time with him. And if this man that I sent you to spend time with was helping the blind to see, curing the lepers, taking all manner of infirmity and sickness off of the people, as it said in Isaiah 53, onto himself, and preaching the gospel to the poor, and it making a difference in their lives," you would think, "This is the Christ. This is the Messiah." And that's exactly what Andrew, the brother of Philip, said. And then he ran, and he got his brother, and as soon as Peter or Simon came to Jesus, Peter said, "You're a stone. Your nickname, your surname will be Cephas," Simon Peter. A lot of people take that to mean, oh, Simon is the rock upon which the church is built. The Roman Catholic faith would believe that. What Jesus said later on, he said, thou art Cephas, you're a stone, and upon this rock, see, I think it's Cephas, the feminine, the large, a great expanse of rock that you would put a building upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's not Simon Peter's the head of the church. It was then, and it is today, and it always will be, Jesus Christ. Whenever the disciples of John asked Jesus, where dwellest thou? They weren't asking him what side of the tracks his house was built on. They weren't coming to see if he lived in, what was it, the two up, two down from many, many moons ago with an outside toilet and maybe a wee chicken run. They weren't asking him if he lived in an 8-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 4.5-bathroom with 3 reception rooms and a study and a basement and a built-on garage. They weren't asking those things. They were asking him about his life. What does your life consist of? What is the natural habitat, the natural actions of your life? What would you be found doing any given day in your life? And when these two saw what the Lord was doing, what his life consisted of, his natural habitat, especially when he was doing these miracles, they were convinced, as Paul said, I was persuaded that this was the Messiah. And I wondered what they heard and saw in those 5, 6, 7 hours. It was enough to convince them. If you cast your mind, if you even want to read forward there just a few lines, I want to read to you about one of the disciples called Nathanael here. So just after, in verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. And then Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. That was only a moment. That was a very personal answer to a quietly prayed prayer. And the only thing, what's that TV show where they give you the answers and you have to come up with a question? Jeopardy. That was the Jeopardy. Jesus gave him an answer to a question that he had asked in his head. I wonder, does God even see me? I reckon that's what it was. And Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree, when it was impossible for him to do so. The work of a couple of minutes. What did those disciples see for those hours that they spent with Jesus that afternoon? We know it was enough for them to conclude in their hearts, this was the Son of God, the Messiah. I don't know about you, but I would like to think, if Christ came, oh goodness, I was going to say that, if Christ came back to this world, people would anoint him as king. We know they wouldn't. There would be a few that would follow him. There would be ones that would bow the knee, whose hearts were ready to seek God. But many, of course, would not. That's what Jesus was about. Preaching the gospel. The healing of the sick. Casting out devils. giving, as Peter said, the words of eternal life that don't come from anywhere else except the very Son of God. And let us ask the question, what is the natural habitat? Where do most people dwell? What is their natural habitat? One of my greatest pet peeves was also one of my greatest educations in life from many years ago, but many people dwell in the pub. Their natural habitat will be in the pub. I can't wait to get out of work. I'm so stressed. I need a glass of wine. I need a pint just to relax. And in the consumption of that alcohol, lessening their self-control, they leave themselves open to all forms of physical, mental, and spiritual harm. Do you know the number of people that have come into this world because of a night in a pub? It's crazy. Or maybe even it's a nightclub where you go to dance and cavort and carry on and drink and do drugs. And you see people dragged to their doom by tempters and temptresses. There are just so many things that people leave themselves open to when they give in to their feelings instead of thinking things through. But many people live for the weekend. You might think, surely not, in this enlightened age in which we live. People would say, surely alcohol is very harmful, unless, of course, you've got an open wound and it needs clean. Has anyone ever done that with an alcohol wipe? That stings to high heaven. And that's on the outside of your body. What's it going to do to the inside of your body? I remember a young man that whenever I was just moved up to Derry and bought a house and thought I could do with a little bit of help in paying the mortgage, and I rented 3 rooms in my house out and got the mortgage paid for me. But don't say that to the tax man or incumbent informant. And this young fellow from Lurgan, a bank manager, he turned up every Monday night and he left every Friday morning. And on the Monday night, he came in, got a bite to eat and went to bed. He was in bed by about 7 o'clock. On Tuesday night, it was pretty much the same, in bed by 7 o'clock. And he would sleep for 12 hours. Get up at 7 o'clock the next morning, and I would be meeting him coming down the stairs, and he would be heading out to work. On Wednesday, he'd maybe stay up a little bit later, and he'd have a bit of a chat in the living room as the TV was on in the background. And Friday morning, he was gone. And I thought, ideal lodger. No fuss, no bother. Never see him. Not a trouble in the world. Until after a few months, I found out that he went home to Lurgan every weekend straight after work. He spent the entire weekend with his girlfriend, and he was out partying on Friday night and Saturday night, and possibly even Sunday as well. And he needed the rest of the week to recover. And these are the guys that you have looking after your money in the banks. Some people live for physical encounters. Years ago, decades ago, generations ago, at least prostitutes had the sense to charge for their services. And now we have wee girls and wee boys that sell themselves for a couple of shots of alcohol in a pub or a club or a nightclub, and they just don't know the trouble they're bringing. I had like a half a chapter of the book of Proverbs where it talks about how easily people are tempted into immoral and improper relationships, and how it calls those that are tempted like cattle, waiting to be dragged down, to be thrust through with a dart. But Proverbs 23 says it very succinctly. Proverbs 23 and verse 27. It says, a whore is like a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. In other words, something that you could fall into and find it very, very difficult to get out of. The whole of this present generations have been persuaded to give away their fidelity, their chastity, for a goodness, for nothing? Or do we live in the very warm parts of Northern Ireland, what we call very warm microclimates? I don't know if you've ever seen them. I have seen them many times in Derry. I remember driving to church one morning, in weather like this, only it was wet and it was freezing cold. I had a thermal layer, I had a t-shirt, I had a shirt, I had my jacket on me, and I had a windproof on me. And there was a wee girl walking about with a cut-off halter top and leggings and sandals, walking down the street. Do we live to display ourselves and to draw the world's attention to ourselves? Are we waiting for clicks, for approvals? How many people live in these microclimates where they must show off all of their steps and their body work? Or what about the secret rooms where we live, that are our natural habitat, where people plan and scheme to profit off of the ruin of others? People do that. The Lord and my desire is not that people would be cut down, but that people would be lifted up, that they would be helped, that they would be warned about these things and they could avoid them. Some people's natural habitat is just hanging around in street corners. I remember I used to do it as a child, would be sitting on the wall and be talking about nothing for hours of a night. Some people wait in the corners and the alleyways with clenched fists and gritted teeth, waiting for some unfortunate to pass by and so that they can relieve them of their hard-earned gains. And they're never happy until they have caused trouble. I am sure you can think of places that are designed literally to cause nothing but bother. Or would you rather be found in, say the Lord came back and he took you the way he found you, would you rather be found in your own home with your family, locking the doors and windows at 11 o'clock instead of thinking, oh, it's 11 o'clock, I'm heading out now and I'll be out till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? There's an old saying, it's not a proverb or anything, but there is an old saying, that nothing good ever happened outside your front door after midnight or 11 p.m. with very few exceptions. Would your natural habitat be to be in church, singing God's praises? What did I put down here? With open doors, still open out there for anybody to come in, with open hearts, ready to listen to the preaching of the cross, with open mouths, ready to sing and to fellowship with each other. And then the one that's most disliked, with open pockets, ready to give your tithes and offerings to the God that saved your soul, so that his work can continue. Would you be found in church? Would you be found in the Word of God, reading your Bible? It's not just something to put in an hour and put a tick in a box and say, Lord, I read your Bible this morning. It's for you and me. And it'll give you direction on a course of action. It'll give you the power to take that course of action. It will give you the comfort after you've done all that, that you've done the right thing. And it's in the Word of God. It is not in a horoscope in your local paper. Or forby all of those things, even going about your natural day-to-day work, would you be found in God's will? When you're out and about, have you got an axe to grind with someone? That doesn't mean that you'd be out and about carrying a Bible that weighs about the same as two house bricks. It's not body armour, although I'm sure it would stop some small caliber bullets. Those things are heavy. And the Bible that I go out with is the one that's in my head. And whenever it's in your head, that is when the Bible, the power of God, as it says in Romans 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because what? It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The word of God in your heart and mind helps you all the time. So that as you go as a Christian. You go as an ambassador of Christ. And you never know what happens when you're talking to folks. Sometimes there might be an occasion to speak about God. I was reading about the... does anyone remember the account of the demoniac of Gadara? The madman possessed with a legion of devils. Does anyone remember that account? He was crazy. He was the very epitome of most of the Marvel characters in all of the films. Insanely strong and no one could stop him. But you know what happened to him after he got right with God? He said he wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus says, go back to your folks and tell them about the great things that Jesus has done for you. Sometimes that's all we need to do. You don't need to know about the creation of the world and how it fits perfectly in with the geological record. You don't have to know about all the prophecies of the Bible and how they're coming true, even as we switch our TVs on. All you have to know about is that once I was lost, but now I am found. It was Jesus that saved my soul. That's all you got to know. Or, and lastly, in this little part of the message, whenever your life comes to a close, where will you be found? Personally, me personally, you will find me in heaven. I pray you will find me in heaven. Not that I think that I might not be there, but I hope and pray that you will be there too. And it's not because of anything I did. It was the things that I had did in my sin nature that were dragging me down to hell. I will be in heaven because Christ died for me and I accepted it. I accepted Christ's payment for my sins as my own personal savior. Someday, my natural habitat will be like it was with Adam and Eve at the very beginning of the Bible, walking and talking with the Lord face to face, as the Lord did with his friends. And I pray you will be there too. Sadly, the natural habitat and the natural eternal, not even resting place, but the eternal home of the soul that rejects the peace and the presence of God, is a place without peace and without the presence of God, and that's in hell and the lake of fire. And God doesn't want that for everyone, and that's why he sent his son to give his life on the cross. Now, I know, and that's just a few of the places, I am sure you can think of other things that you will find Christians doing. But I know, because I've been there, and if you're long enough in the tooth in this world, you may have been there too. That the world, the flesh, in other words, your feelings, and even the very devil himself, will spend absolute fortunes and eons of man hours, years, and a fair amount of sweat equity trying to convince you that the world's way is the best way. And they will even have wonderful advertisements. Does anyone remember the old cigarette advertisements for Benson and Hedges and the huge billboards the size of the back of the church? And the drink advertisements. And they will tell you, oh, this is wonderful, this is great. And whenever you're out having a wee drink, who knows who you might meet? And so on and so forth. I know from working with people and helping with people and picking the pieces up in people's lives, it doesn't work. That life doesn't work. It only brings racking. Do you know what it's like Does anybody here have the latest Apple iPhone? Does your iPhone do super slow motion on the video? Have you ever used it? I have seen Stan. This is how crazy he is. Stan one time said it's the first time they produced slow motion on an iPhone. And he said, put that exploding target up there with that little bag of gunpowder and shoot the rifle at it, and I will stand beside it, not quite beside it, about as far as Monica is from me, and when I say go, you fire and I'll press the record button on the phone. Can you guess what happens? He got peppered with little bits of gravel. He was lucky he didn't get a bit of metal stuck in him or a stone that went through him like a bullet, but it looked impressive. You could see everything happening. You could see the target being hit by the bullet. You could see the explosion of the exploding target causing the gunpowder to take off. And you could see Stan's face afterwards peppered with little black dots of gunpowder and gravel. They said, what does the smart man say? I'm never going to do that again. I have seen people's lives, people that have followed their hearts, that have followed the teachings of the world, the rules of the government, literally fall apart in slow motion, like a train wreck in slow motion. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, it's going to happen. Because that course of action has been started. And the Lord can do the impossible, and he can take so much of the hurt away, and it'll still leave a scar, but the Lord can take the hurt away. And that is why it hurts so much to live in this world without God. Does anyone remember some of the words that the Lord spoke to Paul on the road to Damascus? Whenever Paul was struck blind and his fellow travelers fell flat on the ground, remember what the Lord said? Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? They said, Lord, who are you? He says, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. It is hard for you to fight against me, who wants the best for you. You're making life difficult. The world and the natural habitat of the lost man is designed pretty much to do nothing except pander to your feelings and your desire for thrills. And sadly, the delight never lasts. The endorphin high wears off quicker and quicker as you get used to the sin. And it leads to destruction. Over the past little while, when we were out tracking yesterday, there was a little bit of Clooney that has an L-shaped row of houses, and it has a pie-shaped piece of grass between it and the road. And Will, earlier on, had said, are we going to go cross-country to get close to those stairs? And I said, not today. I might not survive that one today. But I said, as we got down to this piece of road, we'll go cross country here. And as I walked across the grass, I saw other people had walked across the grass. And as they walked across the grass, they beat the grass down. And so there were patches of earth growing there. And over the years, I guarantee you there will soon be no grass there. There will soon be a rut there as people keep walking there. Someday someone might lay 30 or 40 paving slabs, but the rut will get deeper and deeper and deeper. And if left to itself, once you get into that rut, you'll not be able to step out of it again. And it is the same way in our minds and our hearts. If we get so used to a thing that we keep doing a thing, we will never ask any questions about that thing is it right or is it wrong? We will just keep doing it. And someday, even at the very end of our lives, we will keep doing what we always did. And for those souls that end up in hell in the lake of fire, this is what that thing is. I'm not interested in Jesus. Nope, I'm not interested in Jesus. What about 5 years later? Are you interested in Jesus? I'm not interested in Jesus. What about every other week? Whenever you speak to that soul as you go to help them, not interested in Jesus, not interested in Jesus, not interested in Jesus, until you come to the end of that soul's life, whenever they are on the edge, the very edge of life. And every time they have been asked about Jesus, their answer is, I am not interested in Jesus. They don't even think of an alternative. And I had one wee woman say to me, barely able to utter any words when asked, I'm not interested in Jesus, and stepped off into a priceless eternity. I wouldn't want that for anybody. I definitely would not want that for anybody. It pays to use the brain that God gave you to always ask questions. To always, don't be looking down at what's right in front of you, but look up to what's in the distance and come to your own conclusions. Think. The Lord appeals to our reason and our intellect. Norma and I were talking about Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18 says, come, let us reason together. Let's ask me your questions. I will give you the answers. Look around you. See if they are working. Come, let us reason together, the Lord said to Isaiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I will make them like wool. That's what God said. And away at the far end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, the Lord said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will enter in, and I will sup with him, and he will sup with me. We will converse. And he asks us, do you really want a life of running from pillar to post? Chasing one thrill after another like a moth to a flame. That will leave you high and dry whenever it leads you up the garden path. In this life, and hell in the lake of fire in the next life? Or would you rather be found walking and talking with the God that created you day in and day out, leading a life that will work out for the best, and be found in heaven someday, your natural habitat, the place that we were made to live? What's your natural habitat? Friends, even as Christians, it doesn't make you proof against sin. It doesn't. Every day is a decision. You have to choose what's right and what's wrong. Lost souls pretty much don't have a choice. They will just react in that rut they have found themselves in throughout their whole lives. But saved folks, Christian folks, they have a choice. So please make the right one. Amen. Stop him there. Thank you for your good time. God bless you. I think we have him picked. At least I hope I have. It is, there we go, hymn number 36. Hymn number 36 is, Oh, I Want to See Him. I hope and I would love for more and more folks to be halfway. Oh, I want to see. Hymn number 36 in the Little Black Book. If you're able, let's stand as we sit. Forgiving us and providing us a great salvation. Please, Lord, save souls. Use all of the words, the leaflets and the messages and hymns and Sunday school lessons that have gone out into the world, Lord, to convict souls of sin and judgment to come. Don't be done with us, Lord. Please keep using us and working on us. And please see us safely home. And please see Dr. Shine and Frank safe, seeing their folks over the time. We love you and praise you and thank you for saving us. And for, well, sticking with us, Lord. Please help us and provision us. And we ask all these things, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, God bless you. Shake hands and fellowship for a little bit. We are dismissed.
Have a wonderful time. Enjoy your holiday within the holiday. Yes. Yes. Where are you
going?
I know that Mark is concerned about you being on your own when they're away. And I know he wants you to come for dinner a couple of times. Do you know what day of the week would be best for that for your schedule? Like with a Sunday be best?
You don't live in your home.
He's very concerned about us.
Yeah, they do.
I think this is why the train goes over around the bend as well. They probably took a different route because they probably move the wind.
Yeah,
up in the transfer
so
or whatever.
Have you made the
well,
jet,
they
have
got different currents.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it has a current.
Oh,
so
right.
Basically, it stops the drag. So they cut through it faster.
What?
There's a lot.
What's your problem?
You can't look at the end. There's more pressure.
Very good.
Why? That's the
and then are you taking
happened.
Them to the bus station?
Yeah, there's a
whole
I'm not sure if I'm
that's why
how bad is going there by
you go up so far in the higher.
You might have trouble fitting your luggage into
your
car.
Are you okay? Then I'll have to get home and then
first.
One commentator said about ozone. He says, "Why ozone layer is like flung off the
like
Queen Anne and all the rest." He says, "Probably because the planes suck up all the ozone."
We've got something or
something. Have you
read that?
That's fans. We need to do it again. There you go. Mark did that to Lincoln Wednesday. That's like our red car right now. The battery sometimes dies. So if Mark has to go to the dump, I say, I won't go with you because if you need me to bring the other car to start your car, then I need Dad.
I wish I could have
Based upon some of these sermons,
No, it was sea. What is that for?
Balloons.
I would make the symbol of Easter an egg and that.
Were you ever in
the Christmas bottle and
no, we're going to run.
I was even.
Do you want balloons for Christmas? England is quite good for balloons. Stuff happened in the common. He would do balloon races.
They are paper
for pagan. Yeah, some summers.
Tell me, a balloon only holds one, but you can't make it go against the wind.
That's why I would always say, this is the time of being on children.
I would have thought it went for the wind. There's no way you should go against it like that.
I would never.
But again, that's it.
It's all against the wind. Church of Ireland, maybe in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I think Christmas, yeah, they have to go down to the seal thing.
Pancake Tuesday, we use up the last of the level.
For why are they
Wednesday,
bring it up
40 days
of Lent, and then
you have the Holy Week.
Balloons up on the air.
That's every week for me. It's really,
I think we're really in these days, look down at the
Catholics, you're good for that month.
But see, there's a lot of like in system regularly, you would have like a balloon, like something like for hundreds of miles, like we come down in the desert, and we have some options to save it. Yeah, that's it.
What sort of gas are these? Is gas all the same on you there? Get different places.
It's
all
the same. I think that's what I call it. Helium or whatever.
Yeah. Helium. Yeah.
Is it different?
I think it's hydrogen. Do you remember those Zeppelins? The Zeppelins? Because they were very familiar. Sparse. They had to use copper or plastic like, as the structure for the little Zeppelins.
Yeah. He didn't resign.
He just protests.
I mean, they're kind of all cool joke, but it's something that's based on
that is the very best.
I'm inside the table, and their whole law is based on what they thought. So I'm trying to
do a break and doing or something like that. That's the better than the best that I've heard.
Yet they can't even play flag, because they hit the flag, they follow them or not, they get everything.
That's what the general standard of education.
But you know, the problem to you now, the last war ends on the panel, after the war, that's all the war against Germany and the war. And the reason of Russia is that the France is set in Britain, and Ireland is still living in the 80s. It would also depend on Berlin, and Ireland were having all those plans. Part of Europe did it first.
And they're trying to fill that hole with other things.
No, we don't call them
German. I used to see that as a big bridge.
As it is
different bridge there, as an example.
And as they come in, and they
would say, well,
if someone comes over from Russia, the land would be Russia.
Just at the top,
from one end
over the top, and then you drive so well, you're driving into it, it looks fine.
Forgot about the weather.
You could help the rest of the world for four years.
As many football jerseys as you like.
Well, like, let me just put the rest of the world against Germany.
Oh, my. Oh, yes.
You got to look at the pivot here. What they done. Their knowledge of technology was absolutely brilliant.
Back to the Second World War.
The Bible says at the heart of man are
technologies.
One for Northern Ireland, two for down the south. One in the northern part of the south, one in the southern part of the south.
Yeah, we're looking to it.
Continuously, we're just not hard.
I think
the Kennebunk Irish Club.
Well, they had Irish Road Movers, they were the people.
That's right.
And then, of course, Prentice,
yeah.
Like amongst them. They were, yeah. He was.
There's
thing needs to be looked at through the
Well, then they're at the more or less at the motorway.
So, there's an Audi garage and they have a Mercedes garage. They have a Mercedes garage. They have a Mercedes agency and the Audi agency. And they have a Volkswagen agency. And the Porsche.
That's just talking about it in the modern version.
There's a character for walking into the
top there.
And so it's a question. Basic question. Excuse me,
The conservative said,
So what do I know what they would be? The reason that I have a bigger size than the ones in the front. Because.
Is that right?
I remember. I just thought I know why I should lose that. I don't know which path it has. I have the sample. But clearly our target, our Mercedes is probably dry.
So we got one of my back on the suffer the part of for a while.
Oh, so
the most of them probably dry.
You suffer.
Right, the noise is cheaper.
It's cheaper.
To
what?
Front wheel drives.
So you're more control, and especially in icy, snowy weather, for
having
to wait for the car at the front.
Whereas
in the back, that one of mine would probably go up my driveway in it, but I searched and said, I hooked up cement blocks at the back for
anyone
to see. Well, you said you'd back wheel drive. But S-Class is all back wheel drive. But a 4-wheel drive would call it a 4-mat.
So,
that one has 6-speed blocks, right? 6-speed automatic blocks. And I'm making a 12-speed automatic blocks. Motorway cruising, you're getting about 40 miles to the gallon, whereas you've got one mile, you're getting about 45 to the gallon. That one mile, you're looking at 33. 45 and 33, the big difference, third of the difference.
When I made cars, and here's the 06, 18 years old.
Mine's 16 years old.
18 years old.
They're sure
it doesn't matter. Who you are?
Gosh,
Do you prefer a service check?
Oh, I had a service check over the rough edges. A lot of people can do that now, but then again, you have to wait so long now for an MOT. And I've been waiting since I've been up to the MOT just after Christmas, I'm not getting it. That's
best. Or should you then tell me why?
Because I always change my cars.
What?
I always change my cars.
Somebody told me, that what the problem is then, when you go to the MOT place, you go up on that.
Well, there was cracks in the lifts.
Yes. Because of the parking cars.
Parking cars are like this.
You don't mind having
Well, I know what important sense outside the house. I don't think it's for you.
They had to wait on the day of the pits.
No, not the pits. No.
Steering and all that type of thing, because it's machinery from Germany or whatever it was. Then they found hairline cracks, and a couple of them examined it and found more hairline cracks. So the same with down south, the same with the same equipment, and then they found
it.
Cracks in the jacks.
Well, I'm not missing the first verses. You know, what do you call them? Lips?
Where's the train? Just lift.
But they never break down here.
Describe them.
Well, the engine's the heavy part.
Fell off the bar, popped up again.
I feel fine. Should I say that there's some of the future punishment
they did when they were in the front? You know what I noticed? It's a big one.
That's why I
had
all my money. That'll be my honest channel for 4 years.
I've been
4 years there in March.
What's it just give you?
Bible. I've looked at one the last day and 2016 with 330,000 miles on
it subsided.
But all more of my miles
to service some wine.
Every 6 or 7 miles
I turned. And you know, it sat so long that it turned the alcohol.
You used the motorway from it.
I fell asleep. It's two songs with the backwards.
It's created up with
the just fitting, just a fall.
Of course, you can't hardly put up with all the flashes and two on the left.
One song would be down and called the other two, and they came over.
They both came right back off.
I got it over them, and then when I went home, I found out that the one song called
the cop car.
The cop car was like, that was just that.
Skoda's good.
Skoda's the same engine as the 80, Volkswagen. They're all manufactured, see it? All manufactured, see it?
I never knew that, man.
Well,
I'm
way
over
there,
and
that's a car.
It's
a
Ford.
It was a Ford.
Where they lived, they thought they were the last.
The cars are way from their
invention.
Whose engine is it?
Right,
I'm going to walk us through the drive.
Total abstinence, or is it excess?
Is there a
right thing to say? Have some for a
piece of dough.
What? Why?
There's the pay to be ignorant of where you are.
But there's many
where the
Marshall
says,
I would feel safe here because the tiger is right. I would feel safe there. Even though there's a cage, you know, right up against the cage, and I can see your teeth and see your jaws.
Okay.
The tiger's like about the size of that here.
I think that if you know, if I got the money back, it would go around.
Well, like I said, from these, if you want to pick your car outside of your area, if you might have nursed it, there's the entity, it's 20 quid to pay every day, and bring it back in the morning with their 20 quid, multiply that 5 days a week. So 3 days a week,
we'll
39 hours. 120 if you're a worker.
Step on the back.
3 days on, three, you know, all that.
Yeah, as I said, step on the back.
I have a better idea. One of them still sells, must be the. It's like a bike shop, one was on a scooter, with one on the back of the white car, he just gets a car scooter, and says, I'm going to put
cut
the cable. You want to leave, it will die.
I suppose you're impressed.
So I went into the car and the machine,
sent to a friend.
I think that we have a pet recognized from one of the screen.
I was pet on hard.
Yeah, son, that's there.
Two men.
On the left, they have no other
The bedding ladder, there were three of us.
Thing else, I think. Then I got a letter from
The little guy dropped by the money. He wants to drop by source.
The
top guy couldn't get more.
So what happened to the money?
The money was frozen
by the house. If you take
But you put money in. Repair standing orders if you had any. Right, but you couldn't get out of your cash.
That's nasty.
Whenever I got that, power of attorney.
So I got all the
rights and
what they were asking.
The Northern Ireland Court just stopped at Santander to free up the account so that I could use this on behalf of Sandra. And give me a special number that I could run. But I had to be written for everything.
Upgraded your pay.
3 months.
I went over, I sat it over there and the sun came there. Oh, we don't know nothing about it. Would you like £100 voucher? That's just a stubborn £100 voucher. I said, I'm closing my account whenever you use a reward holiday. And
did you?
Go on.
This reminds me of when we bought the land. The rates, even though it was still Bethel Baptist Church, we had paid the rates for, had been named for years, they started to charge us. And then Mark went through the process of getting us reclassified as a charity, and they said to Mark, why don't you just pay us?
I was looking up
and when it's all clear that we can put money back, Mark said, if you don't mind, I'll pay you the money and we'll put it back. Mark said, can you imagine how long it would have taken to get the money back?
And
they would have kept at least some of it. I don't know how long it took, and then even once it was once we were given our status back, they still wanted us to pay like 200 back money and not 700 church we had. They said we're the same church that was except for years, all we did was bought the land and wasn't any different. But that's exactly why he wouldn't pay any several more to
it.
So what did you charge there? I know you're going right now. So you see your shoes
on the art
are using the sponge.
I've been 5 years. I've been sitting at a big conference table.
My market should be nice. I don't care. This is for me right now.